First Baptist Church of Redmond, July 31st, 2011. Guest speaker, Chuck Amos.
Please stand. Reading is from Psalms 105, verses 1 and 3. Oh, give thanks to the Lord.
Call upon his name.
Make known his deeds among the peoples.
Sing to him.
Sing psalms to him.
Talk of all his wondrous works.
Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. You may be seated.
Good morning. Yeah. Can you all hear me okay? I'm going to switch over, okay? This is what I normally wear when I go and share at different places. But a lot of times, like I just shared a little bit of an illusion for the kids and you, I wear that just to get their attention and to let people know that I'm going to do something that maybe is silly or out of the ordinary. Now, since we are doing this whole church thing, I'll put on the fancy dress, okay? All right. Because I want to show that I am honoring you and God in the way that I dress. That's just my choice, not necessarily a requirement of life. So, I talked with Pastor Johnson last week, and he asked if I could come and share. And, of course, I panicked, but I didn't let it known over the phone. You know, I said, oh, well, certainly. Yes. And I thanked him for the honor, because it is an honor to be able to come and share anything with a group of people. And when I have the chance to share scripture or a message that God's given me, it's always an exciting, scary, frightening, terrifying, oh, great thing to do. And so I am very appreciative of being able to come and share. And he told me that you guys were studying in Colossians and gave me a scripture, Colossians 1:23, that you guys were moving into. And I read that and I thought, wow, this is cool. Colossians 1:23. So I'm going to go ahead and now I have the New King James with me, which sometimes, like the old King James, it's a little hard to follow, but that's okay. I'm going to start, let's see, it's 123. I'm going to start with 121, actually. And you know, by the way, he's talking to a bunch of people from Colossae that they can't figure out how somebody who is a physical being could deal with spiritual things because they had a very weird concept of gods and goddesses and things like that. And Paul had his work cut out for him. And you know, once you were alienated and enemies in your mind by the wicked works, yet now he has reconciled. Okay, he's brought you out of the craziness of the polytheistic concept. Reconciled in the body of his flesh through death. So you're reconciled with Christ. To present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. Okay. So in other words, you got pulled out of all the craziness, all the theology that everybody else wants to throw in there, and paid attention to the good news that I brought you and stick to it, then you'll be blessed. God will bless you no matter how tough things get. So I'm going to jump over to Matthew 18:3 real quick, because this is actually what I wanted to talk about. The idea that we've got good news in our lives. Okay? Very positive thing. If it was not positive, it would be called bad news. So what we need to do is remember that which we learned early on. And in Matthew 18, Jesus is talking to some people, and they're also confused. And they have all kinds of different ideas on how to get to heaven, right? And Jesus calls a little child over to him, sets him up in the midst of everybody there, and says, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as a little child, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." Now, obviously, we can't all just become kids. I have the opportunity in ministry to work in many, many different venues, and a lot of times I get to go to Alzheimer's facilities. Okay, and Alzheimer's, honestly, it is a terrible thing for people to go through. However, that being said, when you go into a group that of people who have Alzheimer's, they are backing up the time. And they are acting as kids. And so it's kind of fun. Okay, I'm not related, not connected. I don't know their history. Their history with me is the right now. And I get to be in the right now, which is where they're at. They're in the right now. And they are kids. It can be fun. It's sad. It's hard. But it can be fun. And I encourage those who are close to them to say, just be in the moment. Be in the moment, because you can enjoy the time you have and be a kid again. That's not the kind of kid we're talking about here, though, okay? God isn't saying, okay, lose everything you remember and be childlike and start throwing food and acting out. No. What we're talking about is being as a child. Let go of the things that are things we think we need as adults, okay? Let go of being concerned about whether or not the money will be there. Trust in God, it will be there. Don't get all twisted in knots and make your focus on whether or not the lawn gets mowed in time for whatever's going to happen. Because the rain will stop. God will make a window. And if he doesn't, celebrate the grass is growing. Because there's been many years when the grass has been dead. Okay? Enjoy the blessings that God gives us. As a child, be willing to accept those things as a child. You don't have to complicate life with the worries and concerns that are there all the time. Remember the scripture about the lilies of the field? Jesus saying, hey, look at them. They're not worried. God provides everything they need. And aren't they beautiful? Yesterday was a beautiful sunny day. Today it rained. Now we can go out and say, oh man, it's raining. That's terrible. But the reason that yesterday was so vibrant, so exciting, so beautiful, so green, is because it was wet. And it gets wet here on a regular basis. And I remember growing up in the Pacific Northwest, and on rainy days, what it meant was that when I went outside to play, I would come in wetter than I would on sunny days. But there were all kinds of cool things you could do in the ditches, right? You build those boats and you send them down and you build little dams and you flood the street and people splash. It's great, you know. Having that childlike willingness and openness to God's blessing is really cool. Now, besides working with seniors, I do work with kids a lot. And one thing that is amazing about kids, and some of you kids may realize how special you are, okay, is that you can be in the moment. When you're tired, I don't know if you've noticed this, but kids can fall asleep almost anywhere, right? And when they fall asleep, they can do that because they know that there's going to be some loving arms carrying them from wherever they fell asleep to their bed or to the car to get home to the bed or whatever. They trust. When they're hungry, they trust there's going to be food. Of course, we as adults, we're ensured that, you know, we're tasked with making sure that they get fed. They can grow up big and strong. But they have this concept that it will be there when they need it. God wants us to be able to do that. All right? Now, there is something about childlikeness that is a problem. All right? But it's also something that is adult-likeness that happens. We can easily be distracted by shiny things. All right? Now, let's see. It's about, it was in June. About a month ago, I had the opportunity to work with people at Washington Cathedral, just a little bit up the street from here, on their vacation Bible school. They give me a list of all the different stories they're going to be telling, and we integrate and work together, and we come up with a whole series of programs that fit their stories and get to the point that they're going with. And usually it ends with a neat, solid salvation message. And I kind of act as a shiny thing, something that's exciting the kids get to come and see. Now, this last month, I got invited and I came and I was all ready and I was getting ready. And of course, because I am the way I am, and I shared a little bit about this in Sunday school, I'm basically a shy person. And so I need to prepare. I need to kind of focus. And so I usually try and find some place that's quiet or that I can kind of seclude myself into and focus on what the message is going to be and what I'm going to share. When I do that, distractions are annoying. I don't go crazy about it, but they're a little bit annoying. And I also get concerned when I hear a distraction. And there was this child. Lovely little child. This guy, the first day, brought him into the auditorium, and this little guy, he ran from one end to the other end to the other end. It's the size of a basketball court. And he's just back and forth and all over. And I say, wow, he's got a lot of energy. And the mom said, yeah, and I'm hoping he'll have it gone by the time we get into class. And sure enough, he got in there and he played just fine. Well, she got there a little bit late the second day, and he didn't want to go into the classroom. He wanted to go run. He wanted to do something. He went, I got to do it yesterday. Let's go do it. You know, very childlike and very willful and very, let's go do it. Okay. And she was just, she was embarrassed. She was concerned. All those things that moms go through when they've got a little child that's busy. And she said, come on, let's go into the room and play. No. All those big noises that little kids can make and fill the room. And now the auditorium was farther down the hall, and you could see 100 kids starting to turn in the direction. What's that noise? I'm going, okay, they're being distracted by a shiny thing. I got to see what I can do to distract this little guy. So I normally carry with me my emergency kit, a few little trinkets and such, and what are called magic bubbles or catch-a-bubbles. They're little bubbles that are made with a plastic that don't pop right away. You can blow them and they can fill a room. It drives janitorial staff crazy. They vacuum up, they wipe off. But it's really cool when they walk in and they see this whole bunch of bubbles just floating around and sticking to things. It's whoo. So I brought these, and the little kid was just... And first, you try and talk to him, reason with him. There's nothing quite like trying to reason with a 2 or 3 year old child, because they focus, don't they? So you say, now it's going to be fun, and okay. All right, well, let's see. There's some toys in there. And oh, look at that toy. It's a Thomas. Oh, I love Thomas. Thomas the Train is so cool. And he started to get attention. Okay, there was a shiny thing. Oh, Thomas. No. Okay. All right. Well, forget Thomas. Ah, and the mom's just going, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm going to have to take him home because it's going to be too... No worries. Pull out my bubbles. Say, I need to relax a little bit before I go in and talk with my puppet. I think I'll blow some bubbles. Bubbles start to float. Little kid looks up. Oh. Wait, I was throwing a tantrum. I got to remember that. Focus. Oh, blow some more bubbles. Blow some bubbles away from the child. Blow some bubbles over the child. Pretty soon, the child forgot that he was supposed to be irritating mom. He forgot that he was not supposed to, or that he was going to object to going into the room. He forgot all of that because there were bubbles all around him. And he was going, wow, there's bubbles. And I said, do you like these bubbles? Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. If you go into the room, I'll blow some bubbles into the room. I can be distracted by shiny things and be in there too. Cool. So I walked over to the door and blew in some bubbles. And just filled the space. And what was cool is it has glass walls on this room. So the parents can walk and look at the kids and such. And so you see this glass room. It looked like an aquarium before I was done because it had all these bubbles floating around in there. And the little kid goes in there. And a few other parents come up and the little kids go, oh yeah! And they want to go in too. And so they go in and they close the door. And the bubbles are there, and then they settle down, and they all get popped, and all that sort of thing. By the time all the bubbles are popped, the little boy forgot completely that he was supposed to annoy mom by not wanting to do what she wanted him to do, and was now where he needed to be, where his mom wanted him to be, and enjoying himself. And once the bubbles were popped, there were plenty of other shiny things to pay attention to, and by the time, she told me later that by the time it was time for their little lesson that they were going to give, he paid attention because he was good. He'd forgotten that he was supposed to be a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old or whatever it was. But he was distracted by the shiny things, and I was able to use those to bring him into the place where he needed to be. That's the way children are. That's the way we are too. Adults can get distracted by shiny things. Computers are shiny things. Televisions are shiny things. Cars are shiny things. And to play with those and be involved with those and to have fun with them in the appropriate time is a great thing. But to have them become your focus becomes a problem. And as adults, we can let things become a focus, become a problem, become something that takes us away from that joy that God wants us to have. He wants us to be childlike, not constantly distracted by shiny things, but when He provides them, when He is part of our lives, okay? Be like a child forget about the adult things. Be able to enjoy our time with Him and be able to enjoy what He blesses us with. Sometimes it'll be work. Sometimes it'll be hard. Sometimes we have to be the parent. Okay? But the point of the message, as I wrap it up and conclude so that we can all go to lunch and feel those blessings too, is that we do need to remember to go to God as a child. Remember, He's given us the entire Scripture to rely on, to go to learn from. He's given us a place to live, food to eat. Maybe not as much as some have, maybe more than others. He's provided all that. And He will provide us with what we need when we need it. But we need to recognize that He does that. We need to go to Him as a child.